Next patient is Mark Du. I'm sorry, Mark Duquette. That's M-A-R-C, Mark. Duquette is D-U-Q-U-E-T-T-E. D-U-Q-U-E-T-T-E, Duquette. The date of visit is 2/1/22, and the date of birth is 5/29/59. Please make a copy for Joshua Grubbe, M.D. G-R-U-B-E, M.D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is wheezing with history of chronic asthma. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a 62-year-old overweight male who has a history of asthma, has been experiencing shortness of breath, fatigue, and weakness. Can you also mention in the first line, who has a history of asthma and obstructive sleep apnea? Okay. Weakness, period. The patient has been on a CPAP mask nightly at 16 centimeter water pressure. And he also complains of shortness of breath, wheezing, and chest tightness. He has fatigue, but no recent weight loss. And the patient does exercise on a regular basis. Next paragraph, past history of the patients. Past history has included history of asthma and history of hypertension for over 10 years. He has had hand tremors. Also has depression and anxiety, and has a history of nasal polyposis. Next paragraph. Habits the patient smoked half a pack per day for 40 years and quit. I'm sorry, trying to quit. Alcohol is moderate. He owns an auto body shop. The patient is in sales. Next paragraph, allergies to cats. And no drug allergies. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother is alive and in good health. Next paragraph. Med list included Flovent, Discus, 250 micrograms, BID, Pro Air Inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, and Propranolol, 10 milligrams, BID, Ativan, 0.5 milligrams, such as Bupropion, 300 milligrams daily, and Abilify, 2 milligrams a day, Hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams daily, Tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams a day, and gabapentin, 90 milligrams, TID, Atorax, 25 milligrams, such as hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams a day. And next paragraph. That surgical history includes history of nasal surgery times 3. And a past history of shoulders repair and hernia repairs. He had umbilical hernia repair done as well as inguinal hernias repaired. Let's see. Next paragraph, habits the patient. I'm sorry, not habits. Next paragraph is systems, review of systems. The patient has some fatigue, no weight loss, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency and no flank pains. He has the shortness of breath and wheezing. He has no nausea, vomiting, no heartburn or diarrhea. And next, the patient has leg swelling, his depression and anxiety, his joint pains and muscle stiffness, and he has no headaches, numbness of the extremities, no memory loss, and he does have skin rash with itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built, this is a moderately obese middle-aged white male. Alert, no acute distress. No cyanosis, icterus, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 140 by 88. Pulse is 62, respiration 16, temperature 97.6. Weight is 245, saturation 98. HE and ear norms, phallic fever is reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no venous distension, no thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased breath sounds through the periphery and scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is obese, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly. Extremities, varicosities, and no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is obstructive sleep apnea syndrome. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is exogenous obesity. And next paragraph plan, the patient will get a CBC with differential and IgE level and a total eosinophil count. He was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest without contrast. Also advised to start on Advair Discus 250 by 51 puff BID in place of the Cloven Discus. Also continue with the CPAP mask nightly. And advised to come in for a follow-up. Follow-up visit in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Oh, can you also mention the patient will use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN, and continue with these other medications mentioned above. follow-up to be done in 4 weeks. Thank you for the consult. Copy for Joshua Grubbe, M.D. G-R-U-B-E, Joshua. J-O-S-H-U-A. Thank you. Let's start. This is...